God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. We all have complexes. At least, I think all of us have probably experienced it at some time or another. A complex is, according to my dictionary, some exaggerated reaction to or preoccupation with a subject or situation. Oftentimes, it is coupled with the word inferiority, as an inferiority complex. So, for instance, I'm short. I am. Now, I wouldn't be in 1850, and I wouldn't be in some countries of the world, but I'm not there or then, so yeah, I'm short. And I was talking to a rather tall friend yesterday from my front porch. I was on the top step. He was one step down, and I kind of joked, hey, I like this situation because I can talk to you eye to eye. I'm one step up, and so I have a greater stature. And that's important because I have this complex. I'm short. I'm inferior. Now, what are you going to do with your complexes? What are you going to do with your inferiorities? You know, you have one of two choices. You can respond by service, or you can respond with an obsession with status. And both are graphically illustrated by the lives of two men. One is Gideon, and the other was one of his sons named Abimelech. Gideon was a man who was driven by service. Abimelech was a man driven by status. His name means, as I believe, my father is king. Gideon was not a king, and yet Abimelech was a very ambitious man indeed. And like his father, I think he had somewhat of a complex, an inferiority complex. When God came to Gideon and told him to take action, Gideon replied by saying, "O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And God responded by saying, "Surely I'll be with you, you mighty man of valor. Just obey and serve me, and things will go well. I will do something with your weakness." When Gideon died, his son Abimelech, the offspring of a concubine, kind of a secondary wife, Gideon had a lot of wives. Basically, he went to his own tribe, those in Shechem, and he says in chapter 9, verse 2, "What is better for you? Either that all the sons of Gideon, all the sons of Jerubbaal, which are 70 persons, 70, reign over you, or that one reign over you. Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh." He was pandering to their self-interest in order to gain what he wanted, which was power. Both these men had a complex. Gideon said, "I'm from an insignificant family." And yet when God gave him a job to do, he just responded in obedience. Abimelech, on the other hand, was kind of an outcast son, the son of a secondary wife. Gideon had a lot of wives, and this created problems. He had a complex. He was a son of a concubine. He essentially said, "I'm going to kill all my brothers. I'm going to pander to the people in my own tribe, and I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to do something." You know, the fact is, you have a choice. You can do one of two things. You'll be driven by service, or you'll be driven by status. And the contrast is graphic. Think about Gideon. Gideon said in chapter 8, verse 23, "I'm not going to rule over you." For the first time in Israel's history, they voiced the desire to have a king. And Gideon said, "I will not rule over you. Neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you." On the other hand, Abimelech said, "I'm going to reign over you." That was his desire. Gideon was a man who fought Midian, the enemies of Israel. Abimelech, his son, was a man who fought his brothers, his own people. Gideon was a man who was usefulness turned outward. When we find Gideon, he is in the press and he's doing work. And on the other hand, Abimelech is a man with an obsession turned inward. Can I just say, anytime my obsession, my focus is turned inward, I will not be happy. That's impossible. A happy person is not a person that is obsessively focused inward. You know, I can't always be prominent. I can't always be admired, but I can always serve. If my sense of self-worth is based on what people say, I'm in trouble. If my sense of purpose is serving others, serving God and serving others, I will always have something to do. Look, Gideon died in what the Bible says was good old age. Abimelech died. The Bible says a woman slew him. And for this man, this proud, ambitious, insecure man, that was a dishonor to be killed by a woman. The Bible says in chapter 9, verse 56, "Thus God rendered the wickedness of Abimelech." The word render means to turn back or reverse. In other words, he got what he gave. And friend, you will too. Today, are you fighting your own brothers? Are you wanting to be in charge? Are you obsessed and turned inward? Are you easily offended? Or are you someone who is self-aware enough to know that you're no one, but God will use people like me and you and Gideon, no ones who are submitted? Will you fight the enemies of God? Will you fight what is wrong? Or will you fight your brothers? Will you be usefulness turned outward? Or will you be self-obsessed? In short, will you end well, or will you live wrong? Today, we may have complexes. We may have inferiority complexes, but you'll be driven by either service or status. And when you focus on service, you will always feel useful.